Rider, Bandit Center 341Z. Station 16 is Bird.
Chief 17, you come in.
Got it, command.
Affirmative, engine 182, search your county's on scene.
182, something. Crowd in command.
Command, yeah.
Frederick engine 1, or correction, Frederick G13 was calling. Frederick G.
Okay, command 2, and I want you to drop a line from the entrance to the complex. I think it's 5's wagon that just pulled in. 6th Street's gonna be stretching a line into the building, an unaffected portion of the board to investigate this black tanker 64 you got.
The 5's wagon.
Press right up.
I have a priority 1 urn patient in the back of Medicaid. He's got a collapsing airway. I'm going to need a separate talk group to go direct with the troopers or whatever to the next supervisor with RSI.
EMS 901 to 102. I'll be there in 5 minutes. Where you at? Medicaid urn.
All right, sir. We're right at the entrance. Definitely going to need your RSI. All right,
meet me on Alpha 8. How about that?
Command, we can do Alpha 8 if you want.
162, officer to command. Just talking to maintenance. They advise all propane is secure.
All right, I got it. Propane to the facility is secure. Command 2, Tower 6 is off. It's going to be yourself and engine 5-4. They're going to be fire attack. You're the supervisor.
Fire attack supervisor. I also have Frederick engine 102 with me. And Chief 9, Bravo. They believe it's smoke. They're going to be related to their generators. We're going to work on getting those shut down.
Okay, I copy. So the fire attack group is going to consist of yourself, 5-4, and paramedic engine 102. Cop. Command engine 1, supervisor, and I need you to let me know what unit you have.
Okay, right now I'm back on the toilet side. I'm going to do it back here to through 6.
FT1 has arrived. Command, what's your location?
Command post is located to the rear, around the side of the building, about 3/4 way back.
Get your pickup truck?
Correct.
Okay, I'll be there to say.
Trooper 3, command, about 3 minutes out.
Trooper 3, can you go to our Alpha 8 and we'll patch you in?
Hey, provide.
Trooper 3 on Alpha 8.
102, Trooper 4, GCS of 5th. He's got an unstable airway. Significant steam burns to the entirety of his body after a boiler exploded. His airway's getting ready to collapse here. We're going to manage it right now. We're just going to blow up
here. Okay, do you have a approximate weight?
I'd say about 230 pounds right now. We just got our hands on Frederick County EMS 901 getting ready to arrive on the scene with the RSI.
Chief, 3-1 to come in. Sir, with your EMS supervisor tied up with patient care.
FT1 to command. Can you come up and face to face me? I'm behind your engine 162.
Chief 10-1 to command.
Chief 10-1.
All right, the patient that Medic A9 has in the back is, in fact, the same person that was reported unaccounted for by maintenance. So the person that they are looking for is the person that we had in the back of A9.
Okay, very good. Command all units operating 8056 Road. Command all units operating 8056 Bridge Road. The occupant in question is accounted for. So all occupants are accounted for.
Engine 162, officer. Command.
162, standby fire attack.
We were seeing was a generator. It's been secured. Maintenance is also advising that they're securing all the propane and the diesel fuel. They're also advising there's no chemicals in that collapse.
Okay, I'm direct. 162, now go through my...
Okay. Routine service form 5-1, transfer items, engine 23-2 to station 5. Remain on Alpha 1, main, 1730.
Hazmat 30 is on location.
Correct, thank you.
FD1 to Carol. FD1 will be assuming the 6's bridge command, updated situation status. We have a large, appears to be a type 2 building. We do have structural collapse. We have one person that's been evacuated. Everyone else has been accounted for. We do have some type of active fire conditions in there. Notify MOSH. Do we have an ETA on the go team at this time? Trying to determine now. We have structural instability, so we're not going to commit people to the interior.
Utility, tell them to command and Carol.
Yes, sir. All right, command. Trooper 1's arrived to Tom and pick up the good.
Okay, send Trooper 3's crew to report to the medical group. It'll be our EMS 102.
All right, they're on Alpha 8 with 8-9.
Command to the chief officer at the entrance on 6's bridge identified. Okay, we're going to make you the staging manager. You're going to be the staging manager. Acknowledge that assignment. Set up level 2 staging there. Hold all units at staging at the end of the driveway. Copy.
C-13 acknowledging staging manager.
and Engine Tanker 8-4 is inquiring, do you want them to charge his line?
I'd charge the supply.
Trooper 1, it's AFO chief, about 20 minutes. May you direct Trooper 1, 20 minutes with the good.
3-1 response check for the transfer.
Yeah.
Ambulance 109 just advised me they had two patients woke up to them. They now have them in the back of their ambulance.
Okay. Carol from command.
Carol, okay.
I'm going to use the second talk group, and we're going to move the medical group over to that. We'll use talk group Alpha 8 if you're okay.
That's great. I got somebody monitored also. All medical units can go to Alpha 8. Alpha 8 for medical.
Command the medical group, maintain a second radio, one on this talk group, Alpha 7. You can handle your operations on Alpha 8. Acknowledge.
Frederick Angels 309, you have low volume. Frederick Angels 309.
Three patients at this time. We can cancel the request for the GO team. We're going to hold with Trooper 3.
Cancel request for the GO team 1738. Trooper 1, you're
right. Carol from command, have the Frederick duty safety officer respond to this location immediately.
Rescue 5, 2, command.
Command, go.
Rescue 5, I'm on the scene. I'd like to see.
Just remain in state.
Personnel stationed at command. I got Medic 17 out here. She's inquiring where you want her at.
Have a report to the medical group. So our out.
162, officer to command.
Go ahead.
Just an idea. We may want to get Tower 6 back here, get them set up, give the ATR group and everyone an overview of what the damage is to the section.
Okay, we'll take care of that in a moment. They're staging correct.
I've got the recon group. I'm back here on 5 Bravo.
Okay, supervisor of the recon group, I got.
Captain off engine 162, engine 162 off.
Okay, copy.
Medical group to one of Thermon's ambulances.
309, go ahead.
I'm walking a patient to you, conscious and breathing. Anxiety.
Okay, I'll get the hot and get in the driveway. 308, you want to bring your cot up here?
Utility, try to ask.
Gotcha.
On group, if you could identify on the vent.
Ambulance 309, drivers. Ambulance 309, officer. We have a patient at our ambulance, a firefighter, just brought over to us.
Says all of our vein is shut down, but he uses 4 different vents.
Okay. Is there a tank involved?
Carol, tech rescue support unit and ALS 29 are on scene.
All the propane tanks are outside. He does have a 275-gallon fuel oil tank in the boiler.
All right, is that tank an exposure or do you have a brick?
Ambulance, go ahead. You can cancel me going to Cherry Tree Lane. The dog has been restrained. I'll be en route to 847 Arsile Lane in Sykesville for a sick rescue.
Gallons, so I'm assuming that's just regular fuel oil.
230,000 gallon propane tanks and a 275-gallon fuel.
Otherwise, I know they canceled the go-team, but that it specified on
in the area of the propane tank.
Okay.
Okay, Chief 101 on scene. So.
Alright, what trooper was that?
That's Trooper 2. That's as far as the point Frederick there for.
Okay, Trooper 2. I have you moving to Frederick. Go to EMS.
EMS guy.
Trooper 2 is repositioning themselves to Frederick. Will you need that?
Yeah, one second. I got to check on one other burn patient.
Routine service alarm 10-5, transfer Medic 18 to Station 10. Remain on Alpha 1, Main 1740.
EMS Commander Carol.
Carol, EMS Commander, go ahead.
I just need the one helicopter for right now. Everything else is going to be ground transport.
Carol's dropped. Carol, Trooper 2.
C3, Carol, you clear.
C3, clear.
Medical 2, Command. Medical 2, Command.
Adams, Mickey, 51. 51 is on location.
Adams, 51, 51, 7.
Carol, Chief 3.
Chief 3, Carol, I was on Alpha 8. You trying to call me?
You're good, sir. Anyway, you can head over to Forest Stream Club Road and Keysville Road to check the investigation.
Yeah, that's right.
I'll put you on it. Thank you. Alpha 2. Routine service alarm 511, reserve engine 101, alert investigation. Forest Stream Club Road near Keysville Road, Alpha 217-40.
Sixers Bridge, Commander Carol.
Command.
Updated situation report. We have no fire. We have secured all hazardous materials. We're working on accountability of all employees on the scene. We can, at this point in time, anyone else who's not on the scene, we can cancel. What other medic units do we have in route?
I'll have to get with the Alpha 8 operator. Do you want to keep the ATR assets coming?
Keep them coming for now. They can come in non-emergency. All ATR can come in non-emergency.
All right. I'll get with who's on Alpha 8 and see what we still have EMS units en route. I know EMS 101 and EMS 103 are both en route. Are you going to need either of those?
Okay, I think we have at least three medic units committed right now. We'll hold two for the incident scene for standby.
All right, you're going to need either EMS 101 or EMS 103 or two supervisors.
We can cancel the second EMS supervisor. Battalion 101, what's your ETA? All right, we'll get you to come back here with your vehicle. We'll use your MDT and your other command.
All right.
Medical alarm 319, medic 39, utility 3's alerted for self-inflicted gunshot wound, 2119 Herbert Avenue off Rams Drive and Beethoven Drive, Alpha 317.
Yeah, sure.
Fire attack group in command.
Yeah.
G3.
Clear.
1751. Last call for reserve engine, 101's been canceled, 1751.
Hold one or additional medic. You can clear everything else.
101 is clearing to handle the shooting.
Okay, EMS 103, 1752. Chief 3-1, I should make you 5150 and ALS 7.
That's fine. They can stay. You can have... Incident scene safety officer to command.
That's a
crew of three or four that can proceed up close to the Bravo Charlie corner of the building. There's a tractor trailer there that's got some damage and there's some rubble from the explosion there. Just have them clear that debris pile, make sure there's nobody underneath of it. There's no hazard associated with it.
Okay, what side of the building was that again?
It's the Bravo side of the building, past the command post, favoring the Bravo Charlie corner. There's a red tractor trailer with a debris pile in front of it, damage to the tractor trailer as well.
Okay. Captain 6 from command. Can your crew handle that assignment? Did you copy?
Service group command. We're in that area. We'll check.
Okay. Disregard, Captain.
Command from Chief 2.
Chief 2.
Far Stream Road, which is directly south of your incident, we just transversed en route to you. There is a haze along with a chemical odor running down through that valley, which is low. I would recommend that you start a meter group and some recon down into that area, down into the low-hanging area in the stream.
Do you have resources to handle that?
Vehicle, we can report up to the scene and ascertain some from Hazmat 30 and then work on that if that is your wish.
Hazmat 30.
Good.
To make you the Hazmat group, go ahead and interface with Chief 2 and see if you can do some monitoring in his vicinity.
All right. I've been in phone consultation with him. We'll head that way.
Chief 10-1, where are you at? We're right down the street. We'll come meet you.
Captain 10, Chief 2, we're ready for the entry.
Okay. Chief 2,
he's reported there. Just double check.
115 to command. 115, go.
Do you want the fill site shut down?
Just stand by there for now. Probably will in a few. Check and update everything. Carol from command, were you able to get a hold of Moshe?
I'll work.
Medical group from...